Right after college, I decided to be a bum. Worked a while at a dog pound, drove city buses, did a stint as manager of a restaurant, then went into a slow retirement. One of my gigs was as an inventory specialist. Roll into a grocery store with my team of fellow specialists, count the cereal boxes and aspirin bottles, pretend it's accurate, give an accounting to the manager who, half the time, asks us to fudge the numbers anyway. One Friday night, we headed to Rockford, Illinois from our home base in Madison, Wisconsin. Chico drove, for which he got a dime a mile extra. Six of us piled into his rat trap jalopy, no seat belts, no radio, no working speedometer, and by dark we rolled into Rockford. Chico took a sharp left, my passenger door flew open, and I was hanging onto it for dear life before the guy next to me hauled me back in. Chico said, "Forgot to mention it, but that door's broke." We finished up our inventory at a small chain grocery, adjusted the number for the manager, and piled back into Chico's Cadillac. About half an hour later, an Illinois state trooper had us pulled over, who knows for what of many possible violations, and Chico got out to deal with the cop while the rest of us sat quietly like Guatemalan immigrants. Chico came back, handed me a yellow ticket, and pointed at the glove box. I put it in with about two or three dozen others. "Chicken shit," was all he said. At the last toll booth, about 2 a.m, he pulled up to the toll taker and handed him a buck. The guy in the booth surveyed the six of us long-haired, motley losers before handing Chico his change. "You look like smart fellas," he said with a smirk. "What's a six-letter word for skirt? Ends in G." He tapped his pencil against his yellow teeth. Chico tossed the change in an ashtray with cigarette butts and joint roaches. "Sarong," he said, and put the car in gear. The toll taker looked at his crossword, looked back at Chico and us, the only car that time of night, shook his head in disbelief and said, "Thanks." We drove off across the farmlands where everyone but us slept their dream-filled nights away. I quit the next day, never worked a crossword puzzle or a full-time job again my whole life. Chico, who knows, probably a CEO now.